This is Wade Rethke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Both Russia and the U.S., which hold the world's largest stockpiles of chemical weapons, were supposed to destroy them all by 2012. Russia announced that it had done so last week. Number of migrants apprehended in the San Diego region while trying to cross illegally is now about 5% of what it once was, roughly 32,000 a year, compared to a peak of nearly 630,000 in 1986. Fueling change in Saudi Arabia is the fact that two-thirds of its population are now under 30 years old. Almost 37 million people in the world have HIV, according to the UN, but fewer than 20 million are now on antiretroviral medicine. By some estimates, the American energy industry lets enough natural gas escape each year to meet the heating and cooking needs of about 7 million homes. According to the compensation tracker Payscale, cashiers receive a median hourly wage of $9.40 an hour, while sales associates make $9.77 and store managers are paid $14.86 per hour. A study in Wisconsin found that more than 10,000 registered voters there, and perhaps more, were deterred from voting by the state's strict voter ID law. Latest gun-driven mass murder finds 59 dead and more than 500 injured in Las Vegas when firing high-powered arsenal rained down on a country music crowd. In New Zealand, officials declared in March that a river used by the Maori tribe of Whanganui in the North Island is a legal person that can sue if it is harmed. A new poll found that 72% of Americans with a college degree know Puerto Ricans are Americans, compared with 66% of those with a postgraduate education. Roughly two-thirds of American adults get news from social media. Las Vegas massacre saw, as well, a flooding of fake news from 4chan, Reddit, Facebook, Twitter, and Google, all of which manipulated or allowed themselves to be manipulated to spread erroneous reports, misidentifying the killer, ascribing politics and religion to him, and otherwise attempting to polarize around untruths. Tom Petty, legendary rocker, died of a heart attack at 66. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rethke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.